You are listening to Concert Blast.
I drive a big old truck with the tires pumped up. I got my hands around a motor all day. I got my name on my shirt, a little grease, little dirt, but it's okay, she likes it that way. Yeah,
a little after midnight, and the winding road ahead looks black. I'm driving with one headlight, and the signs are saying don't turn back.
This is Tony Stampley from Spring Hill, Louisiana, Hendersonville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
My name's Ty Williams. I'm from Richmond, Virginia, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Candace Holloway from Atlanta, Georgia, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Sean Spur from Santa Cruz, California, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Nikki Williams from Middlesbrough in England, and I listen to Concert Blast.
I'm Frank from Brooklyn, New York, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, folks, I be Rick.
And I be Bubba.
And you are listening to ConcertBlast.com.
With Mike, Brian, and Tom.
Hey, everybody, it's Vince, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
What's happening, guys? This is the hardest working man in show business, Damon Johnson, and you're listening to Concert Blast with Mike, Brian, and Tom.
Yeah, baby.
At the end of my life, when I take that journey all alone, and I'm on my own, and there's no one there to save me. Oh, when I look back at all the things that I've done wrong, you know I wasn't always strong. Lord, will you take me? I've been down as far as a man can go. I wanna be ready when I hear that whistle blow. And I'm on the last train running, and the devil's coming, hoping that my good outweighs the bad. And I'm heading for the station.
Concert Blast. We're here at the Crawfish Bowl Festival in Nashville, Tennessee, and what we're about to do is go talk to some of the guys from Whiskey Falls, and one of our old compadres, Damon Johnson, is on the stage right now with Whiskey Falls. They're the opening act, and what we're going to do is we're going to watch their show, and then we're going to go in and talk to them. Brian and Tom are not here, actually. This has been a big mix-up because they're supposed to got us three passes, and of course, we only got two, but we worked it out where all three of us can get in. The other problem is they were supposed to start at 3 o'clock, and now it's 2 o'clock, and they're on the stage already. So they switched the times without us knowing about it. So anyway, we're going to enjoy Whiskey Falls, then we're going to go in to talk to the guys, hopefully. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
We just witnessed a wonderful harmony set, may I say. Very good harmony. Four-part harmony of Whiskey Falls here at the Crawfish Bowl Festival in Nashville, Tennessee. Man, y'all sounded great out there.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, that's it. Here we have Seven.
Howdy.
We have Wally.
How you doing?
And we have Buck.
Hi, how's it going?
And Mr. Damon Johnson.
What's up, Mike? How you doing, buddy?
It's good to see you again. Damon and I have been talking together while we were covering groups like John Waite and Alice Cooper, and it's good to see you again.
Yeah, you know, Alice Cooper is always on Concert Blast, you know. It's the country music section.
That's right. As you know, if you're a listener, we were on the Rick and Bubba show down in Birmingham, Alabama, and we were talking about the John Waite show, which brought up Damon, which brought up Whiskey Falls, which led to this conversation today, guys, so y'all would know how all this came about. Emailed Nick, and Nick says, come on down. We'll let you talk to the guys. I don't see Nick.
Nick's in Las Vegas right now getting ready for the ATMs.
Are y'all heading to the ACMs?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Another problem we had, there's three of us, right? And the three of us happened to be only two of us could make it. And then they told us the show starts at 3 o'clock. We got here. They said, no, they're on stage now. It's 2 o'clock. And so I'm glad I came early and got to see some of your show. But well received out there, I thought.
Yeah, the crowd was really, really nice to us. It was hot out there, but it was a good day.
Now, tell me exactly where all you come from and all you meet. I know it's on the website. And by the way, the website is whiskeyfallsmusic.com. Log on and you'll see a video, you'll see all about these guys, and you'll hear some snippets of their song. Damon, how did you get involved with these guys?
Well, the genesis of this whole thing kind of starts with Seven and Wally. Those guys grew up together and been friends for years and been working together, doing a lot of music. Had a couple of bands together, been writing a lot of music for television and film. A mutual friend introduced Buck to these guys, and Buck I've known my whole life. We both grew up together in Birmingham. So he got together with the guys, wrote a couple songs, and was gracious enough to pick up the phone and call me and say, hey, brother, this is the kind of thing that we've been talking about for a long time. And honestly, we never thought something like this could happen. You know, four guys that are all lead singers. And
yeah, that goes back to when we were playing with John Waite together. You know, we had talked about doing that, and Damon and I started writing a lot of songs. And in fact, one of the songs we wrote on the road with John Waite ended up being the single on Carlos Santana's last record with Steven Tyler singing.
Wow. And so what song is that?
It's called Just Feel Better.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we started writing songs, and when I met Seven and Walt out in California, it was like another set of brothers that I was missing. You know, me and Damon felt like it would be impossible to find that kind of, talent and you know, hard work drive and everything else, all the other key ingredients, it takes to really do it as a band, as a vocal group, and feel very blessed and fortunate we ran into these guys, and doors started opening for us. You know, the songs started writing themselves, and man, it's just been a blast for us.
So it looks like we have two sets of friends that's joined together to form a group.
Yep.
You have Wally and Seven. Now, Wally, tell me about you and Wally. You and Seven talk about.
Seven used to bully me when I was a kid, and he used to take my milk money, and he won't let me leave the band.
It's basically my prisoner. No. We've been good friends. You know, Wally has a twin brother, and the three of us have been writing and working together for several years, and fortunate enough to play in a lot of different bands and incarnations together, and you know, just out there writing like crazy. And you know, about 14 months ago, like Buck said, you know, we stumbled upon these two fellas, and all of a sudden, just this, you know, some people believe in lucky rabbit's foot. You know, you get a little lucky rabbit's foot, whether it works or not, but good things start happening. We met each other, sat down, started writing some songs, and we were off and running, so it was great.
That's wonderful. Now, so you two kind of grew up together.
Yep.
But how did you, Buck, get into the picture with these guys?
Well, it was through a mutual friend that we had that's another songwriter, producer, that said, hey, man, you guys should get together, and I think you'll hit it off, you know, same kind of style and vocals. And sure enough, man, we got together, and it was just like, man, it's like, here's my lost brothers, you know. It's just really special. It was really fortunate for us to meet each other.
And it's been kind of really cool, too, because, you know, this whole process, I mean, 3 months ago, we didn't have a record deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been on the road for 3 months, touring radio stations like crazy. And one of the goals that we had, you know, all being kind of veterans of being on stage and playing and things, was to kind of not leave our career in the hands of just putting it in a record label or a radio. So, you know, we've tried to build up so many crazy things around it, you know. Together, we built up a partnership with a NASCAR team, and we just did a commercial for Amco and all this stuff before we were actually signed. So we went to the record label. It was like we had a finished record. We had you know, a couple endorsements and really great, you know, partnerships going on to really try and help the preservation of artistry. Because, you know, today you can get up there, have a great song, and some things, you know, get lost. So we're just trying to get out in front of as many people as possible and do things a little bit different, bend the rules together, you know.
Well, let me ask you, the new single, I guess it's the first single.
Yes. Yeah.
Last Train Running. Now tell me the story behind Last Train Running.
Well, Last Train Running was Wally, myself, and a gentleman by the name of Frank Myers. He's a really good friend of ours and a great writer. You know, Last Train Running is kind of one of those songs, you know, you live long enough, you look back at some of the things you do, and you go, gosh, I wish I wouldn't have done that, you know. And you know, the great thing about life is you get to hopefully learn from your mistakes. And last, about forgiveness, yeah, and forgiving yourself, too, and forgiving other people. And Last Train Running was kind of a, I guess, a song written for ourselves almost as a little atonement or something, you know, and it just came out to be this really great piece. And then when we met Buck and Damon, it took on a whole other form because, you know, we were doing it before with me kind of singing leads, and then all of a sudden, you know, Buck's voice came out, and you got this, you know, this great high tenor, and Damon adding this warmth in, and, you know, we sat down, and Buck, Wally, and Damon, all of a sudden it became a four-part lead, the song. It really took on, I think that was the genesis of the rest of the harmonies that fell into the place in the band, which was really cool. That and another song that we wrote called Highway 59, right after that we wrote together as a band.
Well, you know, Concert Blast, we do concert reviews, we do interviews, and we do music discussions. One of our upcoming music discussions is Harmony Songs, the best. I can't see doing that without including you guys. I mean, that's, y'all sound awesome. I mean, I think it's got better harmony than the Eagles, and that's what I compare you guys with. If you're out there listening.
Mike, calm down. You're getting carried away. You're getting carried away. Yeah. Somebody get Mike some water and a cold towel with some ice.
Yes. Yeah, and some money.
Preferably hundreds.
But, yeah, I really enjoyed it, and we couldn't believe the harmony when we first heard it. Now, people who heard our show, our podcast, on concertblast.com, when we were on the Rick and Bubba show, they said, have you heard Damon's latest project? And then they played it to me. Now, the people who heard it on our show are sending me emails and saying, where can I get some more of this music? When's the CD going to be out?
Well, the CD will be out in August. I mean, this thing happens so fast, you know, literally, like, you know, to be signed 3 months and to already be on radio for a band is pretty unheard of. So we're kind of trying to finish the record right now as far as the artwork and things, and that should be out in August, but we should have, the single should be up on iTunes or Napster in the next couple of weeks, and then we have a couple other special songs that we just had. The song I Can't Stop Loving You that was on Days of Our Lives on the television show, and another song called Load Up the Bases, which I know Rick and Bubba have been playing a lot. It's kind of a baseball anthem, and we're going to try and find a way to get that out there for people sooner than the record, because we're getting a lot of requests from baseball fans.
Yeah, and we got to give a shout out to Rick and Bubba right now, man. Those guys, I've been friends with those cats for a long, long time, and they've been so supportive of me with everything I've done, and I can't tell you how great it is to hear the excitement in their voice about this band, about this project, and all the listeners that listen to their show. Their fans are diehard, and again, they've been so supportive of local talent and regional talent. They're going to be a big part of us launching this thing and getting it off the ground, so we got to give props to Rick and Bubba and all their fans.
Yeah. Everybody say thank you. Ready?
Thank you, Rick and Bubba.
There you go.
Rick, you owe me $20.
There you go. Let me ask. ask you something. Playing individually, I know, Damon, you've played for years with Brother Kane and all those other bands you've played with, and you're a backup musician for several people. And is that over?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's over. This is, I really can't put into words, Mike, how excited I am to be with these guys. I quite literally feel like, as I told my folks and my family, my wife and my kids, I said, I feel like I've won the lottery.
Mm.
I've never been with a more talented group of people, more driven, great work ethic. And on top of that, they're just amazing people. I keep waiting on one of them to make some wisecrack while I'm trying to give them all these compliments. I'm sure it'll come any minute. But, no, man, they're just extraordinary people. Quite honestly, it just gives me a lot of confidence in what I do, you know, for them to ask me to be a part of this. You know, I see Whiskey Falls being around for a long time, 15, 20 years or more.
Mike, it's one of those things, we've all been solo artists. You know, it was almost out of necessity because there was no one else to pick up the ball and run with it. You know, when you have a bad day or your voice is shot or you got to do, you know, everything yourself. And to have three other guys with you, you know, it's almost like you can almost accomplish anything. You know, the group is bigger and better than the individual.
Yeah, like today, Mike, when my guitar went out of tune, now I can blame it on Buck.
Just turn it up. Nobody knows.
This is Wally. I just want to say it goes beyond the music for me. These guys are like my best friends.
There,
man.
You go.
I love you guys. I really
oh,
do.
How sweet. Golly.
Come here, Wally. Give me a hug.
See that? I was trying to be serious, but there's never
Shut
a serious...
No, it really is like that. You know, it's kind of cool because you know, we've all been in so many bands as either solo artists or, you know, lead singers and things, and so many egos usually. It's really hard to keep a band together. I don't think people realize it's so much more than the music. You get out there, you're on stage for an hour, you're in a bus or in a smelly room with a bunch of people all the time, you know, and, you know, bad conditions, sometimes bad, you never know what you're going to get when you show up somewhere. And the level of maturity in this band, and it's really, you know, I've never been in a band where everybody's like, hey, bring your wife, bring your kids, bring your, you know, it's a real family atmosphere around here, and we genuinely, on and off the stage, you know, respect each other and care about each other, and that really goes a long way, because it is, no matter how good it is, this is just, it's a tough business, and it's great to have that atmosphere around here.
And Seven just touched on something really special, man. I mean, that's what we love about country music. It's what we love about the whole format. It's all about songs. It's all about people. It's all about family. It's all about this country. You know, it's very genuine. You're right. And, you know, Buck and I have talked about it for a long time. I mean, country's maybe the only place now where there's still an emphasis on songs, on lyrics, on vocal ability, on talent. You know, we feel so honored to be embraced by the country community. We're just grateful, man. We're thankful for all of it.
How long have you guys been playing now as Whiskey Falls?
As Whiskey Falls?
It's our second show.
Is it really? Is it the second one?
It's pretty close to that. You know,
that's what I was thinking.
Plugged in, yes. I mean, we've done a ton. We've played, you know, four or five shows together as a band, and that's really without rehearsal. You know, most of it's been acoustic across the country. But together, you know, the four of us, I think probably about somewhere around 14 months right now.
Mm. Yeah, and we visited about, I don't know, 90 to 100 radio stations.
Wow.
So we've played at every
in
one of those.
In nine weeks.
So, yeah, 9 weeks. So it's been like four or five stations a day. Some days we're in four or five states in a day. Just what it takes, you know. So we don't get a lot of sleep. We haven't been home. But like Seven said, it's such a family environment, you know, and our families are a big part of that. They were so fortunate to have families that supportive. They knew that, okay, we made this decision. It was a family decision, you know, that we're going to be away from you guys. But when it's time, man, you know, we'll spend as much time with our family and have them involved as well.
Let me ask you something. Y'all played for a long time, you know, maybe not together, but for a long time. Let's talk about some of your most embarrassing moments on stage. People love to hear that when on our
okay,
podcast.
I got one.
All right. It doesn't take long for people to say that.
All right. Well, quickly. So Damon and I were playing with John Wade at the time, and there was a benefit for 9/11, and it was in New York City and in Cleveland, and it was a bunch of different artists who, Jack Blades and Tommy Shaw, right. Night Ranger, Styx, Mark Farner, and Edgar Winter, Aerial Speedwagon, you know, all of those bands. And so I was playing keyboards for a lot of these artists who didn't bring their bands, like, Night Ranger. And the drummer, we were in Cleveland at Gund Arena. There's 15,000 people out there. And Jack Blades decides that we're going to do all the songs that have stepped down, which is no problem except for the fact that the piano, I forgot to hit the transpose button. So I'm playing Sister Christian in the wrong key with the drummer. So by the time the band comes in, we're chugging on, it's true. It starts chugging, right? They're chugging on a B. I'm on a C.
Uh-huh.
So, needless to say, Damon saved my butt on that one, but it was pretty embarrassing. So.
But Buck's such an awesome musician, man. I mean, it's like we had put all our faith in him, and that is a great story, man. But for me, my most embarrassing moment ever is when I walked on stage and saw Wally was playing bass.
I'm glad you found that funny, Mike.
Hilarious.
And mine just happened the other day. We were in the middle of a conference room and in front of like a radio newspaper, and we drop into Falling Into You, and it's the breakdown, and I start clapping on the one and the three instead of the two and the four, and it was very white of me.
It's like Woody Harrelson in White Man Can't Jump. That was Seven became the lead actor.
I got really excited there for a second. I don't know what happened. I lost all space and time.
So you must get excited a lot because I
Let me ask you this now. When you play a show, there's something that's crazy that goes out in that crowd from time to time. What's the craziest thing you've ever seen in the crowd? Oh, y'all got to have some good ones.
I don't know if we can say them on the air.
Yeah, that you don't mind telling your family about.
This wasn't really in a concert, but it was in a church. I grew up singing with my family, Southern gospel music, and we'd go around the South in a van playing different churches, some in the sticks. And this is one of the churches where they're filled with the Holy Ghost, man. They get excited, and they start raising their hands, and they start running around. Well, two guys were way in the spirit, and they're running around, and they run right into each other. Fell down.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty funny. I mean, you had to be there, but... they're raising their hands in the air, and they just go, bam!
You can't think of one?
My craziest moment was getting out on stage and seeing Wally play bass. No.
Did you see that?
I'm glad you found that funny, Mike.
Same thing.
I just want to say, I'm a lucky guy because I get to play in a band with Jesus Christ, George Brentley, and Elvis Presley.
Oh.
And when you go to the... When you go to the page on the MySpace or the WhiskeyFallsMusic.com, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's good.
As a matter of fact, you know how some people, like if they get lucky enough to have a gold or a platinum record, they hand out platinum records to people that help. We're going to hand out velvet paintings of Walter.
A couple of last questions here, and I'll leave you alone. Let you enjoy your day. Okay, now, where are you staying now? I mean, do y'all have a place here? Do y'all have a place at different places? Or
honestly, Mike, we're on the road. I mean, our families, Seven and Wally, their families are still in Southern California. Buck and his wife moved to Nashville back in November, and I've always been in Birmingham. I've been in Alabama my whole life. But the four of us, we're on the road, man, for the next year and a half. That's another thing. We're so grateful to our families because as much as the four of us are excited about this, they're excited about it as well. There's no way that we could undertake something like this without the support of our families. So, we're trying to find ways to bring them out with us as much as possible. I know all of us, our wives are coming to Vegas this week for the ACMs, which is going to be incredible.
Great.
And I just keep going back to how fortunate we feel, man. We're just really blessed and very grateful.
I also heard some a little religious tone going on out there on the stage. How about you guys? Well, he already told me.
Well, that's a part of, our upbringing. I think we just try to write songs that come from a real place and our experiences. And we're all raised that way, so it's certainly a part of our songwriting. I don't think we try to premeditate think about ahead of time what we want to say. We just let the song speak for itself. Seven always says, I never write a song, the song's given to me. And so, it's all inspiration.
Very good.
The closer you get to death, the closer you want to get to God. So, no.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I was going to say something serious, but that's pretty good, man. I like that. No, I mean, seriously, man. Everybody here, we're all very spiritual people. I think
very
we've
good.
All got, actually, there's a variety of different beliefs and things going on here, but I think we all are connected to a higher power, and we, there's definitely someone else in control of this thing, man, because I don't think we could have come together without a sixth man on the bench helping out,
There you go. All right, what are you most thankful for? We'll start with you, Wally. You're not speaking much today.
I'm sorry. I'm the strongest. I'm just thankful for a second chance. I'm thankful to be on the road with these three guys. I'm serious. When I said before, these guys are my best friends, I meant it. I have a great time with these guys, and I'm really thankful for that. Thanks, guys.
I guess, you know.
This is Seven.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm Seven. I think I'd have to, you know, ditto that. I mean, I'm really thankful for the opportunity at this point in our careers to be able to have found each other and just to have this amazing egoless situation and all the possibilities and, you know, just to have a really wonderful family that supports us and just the way people have been reacting to what we're doing. It's really nice and genuine. I've been in so many bands where you go out there and you work so hard, you just try and push things forward. And this is kind of like, it's just happening. You know, it's happening organic, and it's a really nice thing.
I'm thankful for the love from my family and from my brothers in Whiskey Falls.
There you go.
Yeah, man, I'm definitely thankful for my wife and my kids and the guys in the band. But more than that, I'm thankful for my guitar tech, Rick and Roy. They're both out there. They're waiting on me to call. Guys, when this interview's over, I'm putting a gun to everybody's head. You're coming out. I promise. Next gig, we're going to be together. I miss you. I love you.
I bet you do.
We're also thankful to Amco.
Yes. And the American Laborers Union.
Okay, here's my prediction right now, guys. I want to hear y'all's reaction. Next year, Vocal Group of the Year, Whiskey Falls.
Wow. That was a collective wow.
And the Horizon.
Well, from your lips to God's ears.
That's right. Thank you, everybody. Tom and Brian didn't make it in time because we started our earlier than we thought. But this is Mike signing off.
Seven signing off.
Wally Brandt signing off. Damon signing off.
And Buck signing off for Whiskey Falls.
So until next time, thank you for listening, everybody. God bless you. Goodbye. Woo! I want to thank you for letting me be myself.